I was too bad because I actually hated English when I was in high school because I hated my grammar teacher. And I was thinking, oh, I'm never going to use English in my life. Well, now I'm struggling with it. So I can't speak, I have no problem, but writing is actually quite difficult for me. And I went to study English, and then when I got to the highest level, it just happened to be interpretation school, so I then transferred to interpretation course. And when I got to the highest level, teacher said, I have a good agency for you. You will be very suitable. And that was agency dealt with Disney. And that's how I was sent to Tokyo DisneySea Project, where I met my husband, construction site with hard helmet and safety belt, with a dust and paint and scaffold and all, physically hard work, but it was very enjoyable work. I was sent into a character paint team that would make like plaster looked like lava or granite, and I was fascinated about it. He has been working with Disney on and off for 10 years, and he wanted to come back to Northern Ireland. So, and that was very clear from the beginning, and I said, well, I'll give it a go. So I came in 2001 for trial period. And soon after that, September 11 happened. So it made me realize no matter where you are, these things can happen. So, you just have to try and make the best of where you are. So then I decided to stay in Northern Ireland, and here I am. Still living. And this is my home now. Yeah. One of the difficulty for me was to find close friend. Because people here are a bit more reserved than people in Japan nor America. When my daughter was a year and a half, we went to California for a year and a half for my husband's work with Disney. They were making Cars Land there. And it was an eye-opener because it was so easy to make friends because people are used to people moving, coming from different countries, and were very acceptable of who they are. Yeah, eventually, and then as I spent time with other people more, in the relationship got deeper, and by especially since during lockdown, and I met Liz Weir, my mentor, and then things really got developed friendship-wise, I guess, because everything sort of came together for me that way.